I've been very, very upset lately at all these tragedies we've been having. I mean, the conflict in Lebanon, the Russian air crash, you know. But I did learn that for real gut-wrenching heartache, you need go no further than your local supermarket.
These days, with so much to choose from, it can be a nightmare.
Stressful, emotional. It's a really emotional journey to go to the supermarket.
I know. Look, I'm not normally an emotional guy, but my supermarket just has so many options.
There's so much choice. The choice.
Well, on to this week's lesson, moral judgment. Now, as far as I'm concerned, current affairs shows cannot judge people enough. For God's sake, if we wanted to think for ourselves, we wouldn't be watching current affairs shows, would we?
No. And there are all sorts of ways to pass judgment on people in these shows. I mean, you could slip in a subtle graphic label.
He has no job and no worries.
Or you could add an almost imperceptible bias to your questioning.
What kind of business are you running here? This is Dodgy Brothers, isn't it?
I just get confused by wishy-washy rubbish like that. I mean, who's the bad guy? Just tell us. See, now, here's another one of these totally ambiguous clips.
These are the faces of pure evil.
See, these fence-sitting journos.
I'm working it. Well, look, of course, you'd expect reporters to put a spin on their own stories, but what I respect about Today Tonight is the way host Naomi Robson stays above it all. This woman is the essence of neutral detachment.
Yes, for goodness sake, have some decency. And let's hope his next photo opportunity is at the cop shop. Well, it seems clear she has no shame. Whatever happened to common sense and compassion?
Now, I don't want to be judgmental, Hanso, but looking at those last few grabs, I can't help but think...
These are the faces of pure evil.
Ultimately, when it comes to passing moral judgment, there's only one thing you really need to know, the word shame.
This man deserves to be shamed and feel ashamed. This millionaire claims Centrelink benefits. No wonder she's ashamed. Really is shameful, isn't it? It's time something was done.
Do you have any shame about what you were doing today?
Piano cruise. Shame, shame, shame.
Shaming is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And there's only one thing in this whole world that is better than shaming.
Better than shaming? What?
Naming and shaming.
99% agree that juveniles should be named and shamed.
Love rats named and shamed. One of the doctors named and shamed. The women naming and shaming the cheats.
He's going to name and shame these shonks. The mums publicly naming and shaming their children.
So name and shame them?
Absolutely.
It's all very well to sort of bandy terms around like naming and shaming, but I've never actually seen anyone on these shows do it. And it got me wondering, you know, what does naming and shaming actually look like?
What are you talking about? I did it to you this morning.
Andrew Hanson! Andrew Hanson! Andrew Hanson! Andrew Hanson! You're Andrew Hanson! Andrew Hanson!
Named and shamed!
Fair enough. I think there isn't enough naming and shaming. I mean, I am terrified by this world we live in. I mean, every day there's some new reason to work yourself up into a frenzy of panic.
How common household appliances can turn deadly in a matter of minutes.
Things found in and around the home could also wreak havoc with our health.
Basically, your body deodorants, your air room deodorants, your toilet deodorants.
Many of our outfits could very easily go up in flames when we're warming ourselves in front of the fire.
We put takeaway sandwiches to the test, and the results have sparked a major health investigation.
Now, a warning for homeowners, a new super termite could be marching its way towards your house.
After testing coins and notes for a year, he occasionally found high levels of dangerous bacteria.
Butchers can't be trusted.
A concurrent study reveals that boredom and simply doing nothing is literally consigning men to an early grave.
Jesus, that stuff is frightening. It reminds me of this awful nightmare I've been having lately.
No, not deodorant! Not deodorant! No!
Have some money.
Ah! Ah! A sandwich!
Bitches can't be trusted!
Ah! It's a super sandwich!
What are you telling?
Nothing.